GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm your host, Alex, here to guide you through the shifting sands of the crypto landscape. Today, we're dissecting the sudden demise of two Ethereum Layer 2 networks, a jaw-dropping DeFi exploit, and a massive crackdown on crypto scams. First up, let's talk about the NFT-era Layer 2 networks that have suddenly gone dark. Mint Blockchain and Myria have both pulled the plug, leaving users scrambling to salvage any remaining assets. Mint Blockchain ceased operations on April 17th, marking the end of its journey as an NFT-focused Ethereum L2. In an eerily synchronized twist, Myria, which catered to the gaming sector, has halted its node operations and is pivoting back to Ethereum mainnet. Users now have until April 27th to bridge their assets or face losing them forever. This isn't a rug pull scenario. These were legitimate, funded projects that just couldn't hack it in 2026's competitive and volatile environment. The lesson here is a sobering one. Even seemingly solid L2s aren't immune to the harsh realities of the market. If you're holding assets on niche L2s, it might be time to reevaluate and ensure you're not left holding the bag when the lights go out. Now on to the next bombshell, a DeFi exploit that saw $292 million in restaked ETH vanish in under an hour. An attacker exploited KelpDAO's RS ETH bridge, which relied on Layer 0's messaging infrastructure. The catch? It used a 1-1 DVN configuration, meaning a single validator signature was all it took to authorize messages. This was the Achilles heel that the attacker exploited, forging a message and walking away with a staggering haul. This wasn't a failure of cryptography, but rather a glaring oversight in security settings. It's a stark reminder that even in the decentralized world, cutting corners on security can lead to catastrophic losses. Builders and developers, take note. Secure your protocols with robust, decentralized verification processes because the cost of negligence is painfully high. Lastly, let's talk about Operation Atlantic, a sweeping crackdown on crypto scams spearheaded by the Secret Service. This operation uncovered a staggering 20,000 crypto scam victims and identified $45 million in fraud-linked cryptocurrency. The operation also froze $12 million in stolen funds, with the aim of returning them to the rightful victims. More than 120 web domains used by scammers were also shut down. Approval phishing was a key technique in these scams, where users unwittingly granted access to their wallets. This crackdown should be a wake-up call for every DeFi enthusiast and compliance team out there. With over 30 countries' wallets on the line, it's clear that scam operations are sophisticated and widespread. Protecting your digital assets requires vigilance and a healthy dose of skepticism about granting permissions. So what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? Well, it's a mixed bag. The shutdown of L2s like Mint and Myria highlights the need for sustainable business models and robust community engagement to endure market ebbs and flows. The DeFi exploit underscores the demand for talented security engineers who can design and implement bulletproof protocols. And the crackdown on scams signals a growing need for security analysts and compliance officers to fortify the ecosystem against fraud. As we navigate these challenges, the crypto world remains a place of immense opportunity for those who are prepared to solve the right problems. Until then, keep your keys secure, your contracts audited, and your eyes open. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.